Chapter 8. My school days began when I was 4 years and a half old. There were no public schools in Missouri in those years, but there were 2 private schools at 25 cents per week and collect it if you can. Mrs. Hoare taught the children in a small log house at the southern end of Main Street. Mr. Sam taught the young people of larger growth in a frame schoolhouse on the hill. I was sent to Mrs. Hoare's school, and I remember my first day in that little log house with perfect clearness after these 65 years and upwards. Mrs. Hoare was a New England lady of middle age with New England ways and principles, and she always opened the school with a prayer and a chapter from the New Testament. Also, she explained the chapter with a brief talk. In one of these talks, she spoke about, "Ask, and ye shall receive," and said that whoever prayed for a thing with earnestness and strong desire need not doubt that his prayer would be answered. I was so forcibly struck with this information and so pleased by the opportunities that it offered that I thought I would give it a trial. I prayed for gingerbread. Margaret Coonman, who was the baker's daughter, brought a piece of gingerbread to school every morning. She had always kept it out of sight before, but when I finished my prayer and glanced up, there it was, in easy reach, and she was looking the other way. In all my life, I never enjoyed an answer to a prayer more than that one, and I was convinced, too, I had no end of wants, and they had always remained unsatisfied up to that time, but I meant to supply them and increase them now that I had found out how to do it. But this dream was like almost all the other dreams we have in life. There was nothing to it. I did as much praying during the next 2 or 3 days as anyone in that town, I suppose, and I was very honest and earnest about it, too. But nothing came of it. I found that not even the most powerful prayer could lift that gingerbread again, and I came to the conclusion that if a person remains faithful to his gingerbread and keeps his eye on it, he need not trouble himself about prayers. Something about the way I was acting troubled my mother, and she took me aside and questioned me. I did not want to reveal to her the change that had come over me, for it would grieve me to distress her kind heart. But at last I confessed, with many tears, that I had ceased being a Christian. She was heartbroken and asked me why. I said it was because I had found that I was a Christian just for what I could get out of it, and I could not bear the thought of that. She gathered me into her breast and comforted me. I had gathered from what she said that if I would continue in that condition, I would never be lonely. My mother had a good deal of trouble with me, but I think she enjoyed it. She had none at all with my brother Henry, who was 2 years younger than I, and I think that all his goodness and truthfulness, obeying everybody, would have been a burden to her but for the relief which I furnished in the other direction. I was valuable to her. I never thought of it before, but now I see it.